The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, marks and shaggers, duplexers around the world, I'm the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I've got Dirty Dave Nitro. You all right, Dave?
I'm good.
We've not got Monkey Man Mikey Mac, and I've got a couple of theories why he's not here.
Right.
He thinks El Grande Americano is Chad Gable, and he knows we're going to absolutely fucking rip him a new one if he says it.
Aye. I've got a theory.
What's your theory?
It's a work.
Austin theory?
It's a work.
It's a work.
Hi, Mikey is here. He's listening in.
He's coming.
He's listening in.
He's going to do a sting for the rafters. I think he shat out it because he says fucking no chance that John Cena was going to win the chamber. And he's fucking feeling like a dick.
Aye, aimed at Cena.
Mate, he got exactly what he wanted as well. He wanted CM Punk to fucking win it so he would go fight Cody Rhodes at the main event of WrestleMania.
Aye.
CM Punk absolutely fucked it, and now he's fighting in a triple threat non-title match on night two of the main event of WrestleMania.
Aye.
Oh no, it's night one, is it?
No, it's night two. It's the biggest one.
I've
got a theory why this match is taking place.
Why?
Roman Reigns.
An Austin theory.
Roman Reigns.
Anytime you say it, you need to say, I've got an Austin theory.
I've got an Austin theory. That sounds like Ardon. Hey, baby, I've got an Austin theory in my pants for you.
Oh, mate. You ought to know the new gimmick.
What?
The new fucking Pat Riott. Hard Ron.
Hard Ron. Right, do you want my theory?
What's your Austin theory?
Roman Reigns has held the title for so long. Now he held that massive title reign. He's just got bored
what
with titles.
What's the massive title reign?
He's big, long title. I can't remember how long it is.
Right, can you not remember the fucking...
Can you remember it?
Ground over 1,000.
I know Mikey's got the CM Punk one tattooed somewhere. But my theory is...
You'll have the CM Punk AEW one tattooed. That's still going. He's still got that title.
No, he's not.
Oh, that's what they should be fighting.
Well, Moxley's not got it. What the fuck's going on there?
Maybe CM Punk's got it and fucking John Moxley's just walking about with a briefcase pretending.
Yeah, maybe there's an actual court case going on and that's why he's not allowed to show the title on TV. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do your first. Mikey's not here. We're after trails today. Right, so anyway, yeah. Roman Reigns...
What's your Austin theory?
He's so fed up with titles now, he just wants to fight people with alleys and fucking old men, so... He's like, what a triple threat for Paul Heyman and a triple threat for mate.
Oh, that's mad.
A triple threat for Paul Heyman. I hope Seth Rollins wins and dresses him up.
Fucking Judy Bagwell on a forklift, mate. I'm going to put Paul Heyman on a forklift.
Seth Rollins wins and then Paul Heyman's got to dress like him for the next fucking until one of them wins him back.
Who would imagine the fucking main event of WrestleMania 41? 40? What WrestleMania is it?
41. 40. I think so.
I don't know.
I'm sure everybody knows. Listening to it knows.
I think it's 40. But the main event is a fucking Judy Bagwell in a forklift match.
Nice. Judy Bagwell. Oh no.
RIP Judy Bagwell. We need to do it for Mikey.
RIP
he always needs
to
get
stuff.
A Judy Bagwell in.
I know.
He always needs to get in Judy Bagwell.
Mikey always has to get in Judy Bagwell. We get in Judy Bagwell this time.
We have heard from Mikey, he's unable to attend, so he sent us these WrestleMania prediction cards. But our Elimination Chamber one was fucking brutal.
It was dog shit.
I don't...
Did you say who do you fancy for the match? Because when you seen who I said, I'm like, I think you said to me who do I fancy in that match. Because you never said to me who drink win, because I said Drew and Alexa Bliss. So you must have said, did you fancy?
Is that the one you fancy?
I've misheard Jane being like, who do I fancy in the match? Just Drew,
well,
obviously.
Mate, you were talking about fucking Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn being an unsanctioned brand panties match.
Exactly. I don't fancy any of the two. Whereas the Elimination Chamber, you can pick one out of six. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
Although Logan Paul's alright, I don't know.
Mikey thought fucking John Cena was going to be fighting Logan Paul at WrestleMania. That was wild. That could have been good. But John Cena's fighting fucking Cody Rhodes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Nobody fucking seen that heel turn. That was mad.
My heart's going to be torn into pieces that night.
So is that night one then?
Cody's my boy. Cody can't win this. This is like Cody went away, started his own company, and like Cody can't win.
So Cody and Cena's night two main event.
Is it? That's better. Aye.
Jimmy Bagwell in the fucking forklift night one.
So, right.
You keep going on about how much you hate CM Punk and everything, but he probably gets more fucking talk
pussy than
on
me.
This podcast by you. You're the one that always brings up CM Punk.
Do you?
Like you do?
Right, okay.
Do you want me? You've got a proper hard run for CM Punk.
I do. I've got an issue with him. I should probably, I don't know.
Big issue. Big issue. Dave's got a big issue with CM Punk. Aye. All right. Have you seen this going about on TikTok, Instagram?
Probably.
Fucking you name it, it's on it. It's Tony Schiavone talking about Mr. Perfect ribbing Eric Bischoff.
No.
No, right. So Tony the Shagger's talking about it on some podcast or something, but it's WCW Slamboree 2000. And I think the main event is like, remember WCW had the three cages of hell?
Aye, for the...
Cage on a cage on a cage.
Aye.
So like one of the big spots for that match was going to be Chris Kanyon getting thrown off like just the top of the first cage.
Right.
He would get thrown off of that by Mike Awesome and he would hit the ramp entrance to the entrance for the ring.
Right.
So it was a fucking... It was a gimmicked ramp.
Right, a rubber ramp.
A what?
A rubber ramp.
A rubber ramp.
A rubber ramp. A ramp made of rubber.
Hard run coming down the rubber ramp.
To meet Chris Kanyon.
Right, so that was the fucking main event, was Chris Kanyon was getting tossed off this cage onto the rubber ramp. So Eric Bischoff had everybody fucking backstage or in the ring earlier that night saying to him, right, this is a fucking gimmick ramp, don't do anything daft on it, no fucking bumps. I know you like to go outside the ring because you are fucking idiots, but don't bump on this here fucking ramp. Like, right, cool. So it's WCW Slamboree 2000 and it's about 30, half an hour in, and it's Mr. Perfect versus Sean Stasiak.
Right.
And they fucking go to this rubber ramp, the gimmick ramp. And fucking Mr. Perfect goes to pick up fucking Sean Stasiak and body slam him onto the rubber ramp. Yep. But he picks him up and he just stands there stalling. And he fucking puts him down and starts grabbing his back as if he's fucking pulled a muscle. Just to fuck with Eric Bischoff because he was fucking telling them all off not to use the gimmick ramp.
That's mad.
Oh, Mr. Perfect, it was the perfect rib. The perfect rib.
That's good. I told you at the time I had the match and I got told not to go to the top rope.
What'd you do?
I forgot. And the crowd started chanting top rope because no cunt had been to top rope the whole show. So the crowd had got bored.
Why was nobody to go to the top rope?
I got broke the night before.
No, no way.
Three big cunts. In fact, one of the cunts was Apollo Crews that broke it the night before.
Oh, no way. Was this like way back when?
Aye, it was SSW. It was Apollo Crews.
I thought you were going to say it was this fucking Dundee mob.
Apollo Crews.
Got a gimmick top rope.
Remember when he was Uha Nation?
Uha Nation, One Man Nation.
Aye,
I've got
so
the t-shirt.
Uha Nation, TJ Rage. Anyway, it was him. It was him, fucking BT Uha Gun, Nation, TJ Rage, Nation. And some other guy. All went to do like some mad. Now you get the German in the corner, and the cunt's got the guy in the superplex, and then the other guy's on his shoulders or something.
Right.
I can't remember, but anyway, they done this big spot in the corner and they ripped the fucking turnbuckle off, like just sheared it. So they had to use like a fucking spanner and tape to hold the fucking turnbuckle on. Right, it was fucked and they told no count go to the top rope. And it got halfway through the match and fucking crowds started chanting top rope because no count had been to the top rope. So I went to the top rope and the next night I seen it.
Did chant top rope?
I don't know, mate. It was like, there was like 50 people, so it was dead clear. Like people, I could hear people talking to me, do you know what I mean?
How does anybody know that? How does anybody think?
Somebody went,
I'm not getting my money's worth for the bumps.
Somebody went, go to the top rope. And then somebody else went, go to the top rope. And then what happened
was... That was DJ.
Then what happened was, at one point I went to roll up, what was his name? Tony Martins. I went to roll him up and he just went, go to the top rope. And I went, right, good, I was going. I started going to the top rope. And the next minute, as he's one of the other referees going, get down! I'm like... I'm already up. So I done with the shittiest accent you've ever seen. And get the biggest pop off of 50 people ever. It's good. Probably the biggest pop in my career. And it's like a double axe handle for a fucked up top rope.
Oh, man. Right. So, you want to rattle through, mate, with the WrestleMania predictions then?
Aye. Just, we can go off here, Mikey's. Just look at Mikey's and we'll just
say... Aye, we'll see what Mikey's got and we'll fucking see how far we get with this then.
Aye, we can go with the wrong one first and then we'll just go with the other one. Or
the wrong one?
Aye, Mikey always gets it wrong.
Right. So, am I looking at night one? Yes. So, the War Raiders versus the New Day. If you... So, you'll be more up to date with WWE than you probably ever have been going into a WrestleMania.
Aye.
So, who do you think the New Day will fucking get the belts?
Who have they got again?
The War Raiders. Are the champions?
That's weird, isn't it? Because I don't even know who the champions were. Like, there's a few good tag teams, and I'm like, why is it the War Raiders? Like, was it not DIY and fucking...
War Raiders?
Was it not DIY and fucking... What'd you call it ages ago?
They're the SmackDown champions.
Oh, is there two titles? All right. See, I forget.
Aye, there's a Raw and a SmackDown.
Give me a minute. I need to get Mikey's predictions up then so I can have a look at these.
So, Mikey's took the New Day.
Right. I'll take... Who they... Right. New Day. I definitely need to do New Day. They've got to.
Oh, my God. This is a mistake.
They've got a whole healing going on.
You're not prepped. You're not even prepped.
I'm prepped now. I'm prepping myself.
I also think the New Day. So, is that three New Days across the board?
New Days. Aye.
New Days, all days.
Aye, they're getting beat. That's
right. Cool, that's fine. We're just going to go off of pure predictions for this. We'll rattle through it. And the next episode, we're just going to slate each other for how wrong we were. And we'll try and get one in before we need to go back to work. Right, second one on the card is Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. Americano? Right, who are you taking? Mikey's took Rey Mysterio.
Mikey's took Rey Mysterio wild. Against El Grande Americano,
which is wild. This guy's the fucking aye. Luchador ever.
You seen the cunt? I thought he was one of the. What did you call it? I thought he was one of the luchadors.
I thought he was showing up in AEW, mate.
I thought he was
going to be the fucking wild card in the Owen Hart tournament this week.
I saw the back as I heard he was fucking coming back, and obviously I thought maybe fucking New Japan or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I thought he was going to be the wild card.
Aye, well, can't believe
Let me get your... Who do you think's going to win this match first? Because then I've got a question about AEW after this.
I'm going with El Grande Americano.
Me
because
too.
Because he's been absolutely shit all since he's come in.
Aye. Right, so Mikey's going to look like an absolute fucking mug on next episode.
He said Rey Mysterio.
He did?
Mug.
Right, so see in AEW, so this week or tonight, is the two shows together, the Collision and Dynamite, I think.
Is it?
So this is like a big one tonight.
Oofed.
Which is really smart that they've done it like for WrestleMania week. Just like everybody just wants wrestling all this week.
Aye.
So they're like, look, oh, so they probably won't have Collision on Saturday.
Aye.
Because it'll be WrestleMania, so they're giving you a big one on Wednesday, a double dunter.
Because Tony Khan didn't win.
Who do you think the wildcard's going to be? And must be somebody big. If it's a big thing, if it's WrestleMania week, they must have somebody big coming.
The wildcard?
Aye. And who's the wildcard got? Is it Adam Page? See, I need to double check that this is happening.
Aye, it's Adam Page versus the wildcard. I know, I thought that was a weird one. How are we back on? How are we on to fucking Hangman? Oh, aye, because... I'm sitting like the WrestleMania card too, like, why is he talking about Hangman? Right.
Because we thought fucking El Grande Americano was going to be the wild card. I thought that was going to be the wild card because it's fucking WrestleMania week. It's a big it's a big fucking Dynamite and Collision. It's like a pay-per-view event on a Wednesday night, and you've got Adam Page, who's your fucking one of your top guys, and it's a wild card against him.
Jack Perry.
Oh, that's a wild
Jungle
card.
Jungle Jack. It's Jack.
That is a wild
it's
card.
It's Jack.
See, I think Mikey thought that Jeff Cobb was going to AEW, but I think I've read something more recently that he is more or less going to WWE. But Jeff Cobb being a wild card and signing with AEW would be fucking good.
Jeff Cobb. He done a bit before with him, didn't he? With Jericho and that, didn't he?
With Jericho, when it was fucking the... Was it Inner Circle was his first one? Aye. Or was it the Appreciation Society? He might have worked with him.
He done it a few times, but I don't even talk about Jericho.
Okay, fair. Boo!
Boo, Jericho. Nah, I love him, really. I love him, really. He's just...
No, you don't. Right, we'll go back to the Mania card then. That's sidetrack number one. Jade Cargill versus Naomi, and Mikey thinks Jade Cargill's going to win.
I think Jade Cargill's going to win.
I think Naomi's going to win.
You're just saying that so you'll be right if me and Mikey are wrong and you don't care about this match anyway. So you're taking an easy win.
Right. This counts as a win, Jade, but has she not been a bit of a fuck-up on telly recently?
Same as she was in AEW.
Just a bit of a botcher.
Aye, same as AEW.
I feel as if she looks stronger in AEW.
Because AEW know how to book people.
WWE, and she's just kind of been fucking up a wee bit.
Tony Khan knows how to book people.
Right, I'm taking Naomi.
Tony Khan booked her to be a star, gave it to WWE, and was like, ha ha. And then he get Mercedes Moné and Triple H went, ha ha, dickhead.
Oh, man. Right, next we've got the United States title match, LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. I'll tell you who Mikey's got.
Who?
Jacob Fatu.
The one, I'm going to go with LA Knight.
Yeah! I'm going with Jacob Fatu.
Okay.
Aye. Solo Sikoa is going to fucking come down or something.
So Sikoa is going to come down and turn on Jacob Fatu.
You think so?
Aye, no, he's going to be standing there.
Nah, that's fucking new bloodline.
He's going to be standing there.
They're not going to split the new bloodline already, are they?
Aye, they will. It's all told me.
And then the women's championship match, WWE women's championship match, Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair. Mikey's gone Tiffany time. Tiffany Stratton.
Tiffany Stratton. I'm going to go with Charlotte.
You think so?
No, I just don't want any. So if I'm wrong and used to it right, then I'll still be happy.
Just so you've got a point on the board, you're one up on us.
Exactly. Well, I may as well take it, and if she wins, I'm like, well, fuck it then. At least I've got a point.
Nah,
if she loses, I'm like, they two have got a point. I don't give a fuck. At least she lost. Stephanie Strap-On's not much better, to be fair.
What do you think of what they've been doing on TV?
That was horrible. Did you watch it all?
I don't pay attention to it.
No, I watched it because of how bad it was.
No, I miss it. Like, I'll stick on SmackDown that and I'll pay attention to what I want to pay attention to, and I just don't force myself to go through any of this, but it comes up on my Instagram and stuff because of, like, how fucking trending it is. Then I watch it through that and I'm like, oh, no.
I watched it loads of times.
Kaiser Soze has made a killing out of it.
I know. It was like the Real Housewives of fucking WWE. Your man's in my DMs.
that's what the storylines were like on the Attitude Era. Nobody wanted like fuck about it. Now they're just making it more realistic.
Aye, but they showed them having sex and stuff back then. They just, he's in my DMs back then.
Oh, no, mate. Why you got to do this to me now? No, I'm definitely in the edit.
That's just a wee bit.
So you're taking Charlotte. Mikey's taking Tiffany. There's no chance. Aye, no, they might get to Charlotte. Could you imagine how heelish? Who's the other woman's champ? Io Sky. Aye, right, okay. Aye, get to Charlotte.
Charlotte's winning. Charlotte,
yeah. Give it to her. Fucking get it to her.
When does she call her dad?
And what? Equal her dad and what?
Well, if she's equals him title soon, I'll marry her and then divorce her and then she's beat him. Divorces.
Beat him?
I think she's equaled him in divorces. I think it's equal, aye. Not sure. Uh-huh. We've got the stats somewhere.
Oh, well.
Right, Flair's going to come punch her cunts in.
Did I say who I'm taking? I'm taking Charlotte.
Oh, you're taking Charlotte.
Fuck it, let's go. I'm done with it. I'm done. I'm over this. Gunther versus Jey Uso. That's mad. So they've got both the Rumble winners fighting on the same night.
Aye, you never said it right. It's Gunther versus main event Jey Uso, but it's not the main event.
No, mate, the main event's the triple threat. We've already worked that out this episode.
Exactly, so why was it called main event, Jey Uso? That doesn't make sense.
That's disgusting. Your whole fucking gimmick is main event.
Exactly.
Jey Uso. And you can't even Rumble. Get the fucking... You win the Royal Rumble and you can't even get the fucking t-shirt WrestleMania main event, Jey Uso. That would sell so much.
I know.
WrestleMania main event, Jey Uso.
He's just the main event of Raw.
Fucking Raw, aye. A house Raw as well. Not even a TV Raw. Main event, house Raw, Jey Uso.
But he doesn't get a pop of a fucking 50 people for a fucking accent. That was the main event. No, it wasn't. It was close.
So I think Mikey has took Jey Uso. He was going to go for Gunther. But Gunther just wasn't going to get over as well as Jey Uso. So he's giving it to Jey Uso.
I'm going to go with Jey Uso.
Royal Rumble main event winner in WrestleMania night one opening match winner, Jey Uso.
I agree with Mikey.
I'm surprised I got that all right. You agree with Mikey?
I agree with Mikey.
Jey Uso.
Jey Uso is the man.
I think you two are right. I think it's going to be Jey Uso.
Ooh.
But I did see a theory of The Rock having control of both champions, and they'll have Jey Uso on Raw and John Cena on SmackDown because fucking Jey Uso's his nephew, second removed for his fucking dad's kidney.
Because he's that tagged with a guy.
Aye, tagged with a guy once and fucking married the high chief. Aye, so I think it'll be Jey Uso as well then.
Right.
And then we get on to the fucking main event, WrestleMania Night 1, CM Punk versus Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins on a Paul Heyman in a forklift match.
Paul Heyman in a pole match. That'd be quality. They're all just standing
there. Where's the pole?
We're just standing there throwing money at him. Who's your... Right, I want to hear your Mikey's prediction for this first.
Mikey's fucking probably going to see him Punk all day long. 100%
yes. Aye, 100% yes. I know that.
All
I don't even know why I asked. Long. We shouldn't even ask that.
To win all the belts and shag all the birds was Mikey's prediction.
Aye.
For the triple threat, CM Punk to win all the belts and shag all the birds all night long.
Did you know Mikey writes fanfics about him and CM Punk, and he draws pictures of the two of them and that?
Does he?
I send it to me all the time, with pictures of him and CM Punk kissing and that.
After can't believe he's missed the episode. He'd have been fucking loving that, CM Punk main event.
I know. And that's probably how he's
still
missed
defending
it.
The AEW World Championship.
If we get his household done up for WrestleMania with CM Punk stuff.
Mind when he won the fucking WWE title and they put it in his fridge?
Aye.
Do you think he's going to try and put Paul Heyman in his fridge?
He'll come back, his fridge will be fucking empty.
Aye, Mikey's took CM Punk. I think... Do you want to know who I pick, or do you want to go first?
No, I want to know who you pick first.
I pick Roman Reigns.
Yes!
Why?
Because I picked Seth fucking Rollins.
No, mate. 100%.
I
can't believe you just fucking said that.
Motherfucking Rollins.
Fuck's sake.
Seth. Motherfucking Rollins.
Right, okay.
Seth.
You think so? Yeah, you think...
Wait, I need to do Seth Uncle fucking Rollins. I've thought Rollins for ages.
Have you?
I even sounded a bit like him there because I sounded dead nasal because I've got the cold.
All right.
That's what it sounds like. I've told you my theory why Rollins wins, aye. I said at the start, didn't I, why Rollins
right,
wins.
Okay, sorry.
If Rollins wins and then Paul Heyman's got to just dress like Rollins for ages, like just go about like whatever... Rollins is wearing Paul Heyman's got to wear the same stuff and just be his boy because that's what it's
aye.
Yes, so I want Rollins to win and just like take I think it'd be quality just say he becomes one of his wins.
So nobody else is a fucking Paul Heyman guy.
No,
Paul Heyman becomes a Seth Rollins boy.
Aye, becomes Seth Rollins nanny basically.
Nanny,
where's the man, where's fucking what's her name,
Becky Lynch?
Ah, where's she?
She's still signed under WWE, but she's not wrestling right now.
Oh, she's looking after the kids. She's looking after the kids. So she needs somebody to look after the kids so she can come back. So Seth Rollins wins. Paul Heyman. Mate, there's the veins. Look after them. Feed them dinner. Me and the missus are about to win the fucking new tag titles that Triple H has invented because he wants intergender tag titles. Intergender tag titles.
Transgender
tag titles.
Now, I'll tell you that. We'll see before you fucking fly off the handle here. Let's just call that a break at episode 97.
Right then.
We'll wrap that. We'll say that's WrestleMania Night 1, episode 97.
Episode 97. Oh, so we'll do two separate episodes.
We'll do two separate episodes to fucking bump us up to 100. And aye, this will cool. be a special one for this week.
Aye, cool. Right, we'll do it.
Right, deal. And that's a half hour.
Aye, do next one a couple
thanks,
of days.
Thanks, Shaggers. Thanks, catch guys. Us on the next one where Mikey still won't be here.
Well, we'll see. He might be better by then. We'll see. You never know. He's got...
Bye.
John Cena's going to see Mikey.
End of part one drips. Join us on part two.
Bye.
A two-parter. Imagine that being shat on.
Is that...
Oh, we should throw in the fucking Ring of Honor episode as a...
as a bonus.
See how the Terrence and Phillip fucking...
Aye.
South Park. Just aye, fuck the numbers up. Because that's just a random number now, isn't it?
Aye, that's like 101. Or maybe 1,001 or something.
The cunts would be raging. Aye, fuck it, let's do it.
Bye.
Bye.